Have a opportunity this year, Purim, to be mekayim the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, and although it would appear to be not so difficult, complicated, however, the way the Shulchan Aruch writes the halachas, it's very, very important to be able to go through the Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Purim, and then come up with a maskana on what is the best way to be mekayim the mitzvahs of Purim this year. L'chatchila, the bidyavids are very, very simple. I'll be honest with you. Bidyavids, you can eat any time during the day, as we shall see, Sudas Purim. But we want to be mekayim the mitzvahs, especially on Purim, which is like Yom Kippur. The l'chatchila, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we are going out of our way, the l'chatchila, and the Purim is greater than Yom Kippur, and our averus are forgiven. To begin with, we have a few important yisaidis that we have to make sure work with the Erev Shabbos. One is that we have a halacha of not to eat before you do mitzvahs. So that's going to be discussed. What are we supposed to do, therefore, about our shalach manis, Megillah leining? Can we give them a shalach manis before Megillah leining? Can we give it after Sudas Purim? That's one halacha this year. And the second halacha, which must be discussed, is eating on Erev Shabbos, because it's going to take away from our suda, from our enjoyment of eating on the Shabbos itself. Shabbos, Oynik Shabbos, Dairaisa, eating on Erev Shabbos this year, Purim, Divrei Kabbalah. How does it go hand in hand? Now, it's important, so you don't have to review the halachas in a few weeks. This year, because Erev Pesach is Shabbos, we will have the same problem regarding Shalosh Shudas, what to do. Shalosh Shudas is a meal, which is it brought down in the Gemara. However, we don't want it to conflict with the halachas of eating on Erev Pesach. It's more complicated over there, so I don't want to have to go through all the halachas that we do today. Then I will just give it'll be easier for the Olam to just hear them what to do, instead of telling you today what to do then, because in 4 weeks' time, we're going to have difficulties remembering all the different halachas regarding Pesach. Try to make a list this year, Erev Pesach, Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos. But the first halacha that we should, and Rav Shlomo Zalman brings it down, is Rosh Lo Elechol B'Yom HaKippurim. You should not have a meal, Kaidem She'ikayim Mitzasiyon, before you Mekayim Mitzasiyon. As we usually have here a meal in the morning after davening, we have two meals. So we have the Sudas Boiker, Sudas Erev. This year, it's going to be a little bit closer together. You have the Milchik meal, you have the Fleishik meal. But you're really not supposed to eat before you Mekayim Mitzvah Hayom. So that would include all the Mitzvah Hayom. That would include not just Megillah, which we will do, but that would be also Shalach Manas. So the right way then, again, we're trying to do the L'chatchila, would be is before you, right after Megillah leining, you should have a Shalach Manas here in the shul. And this way you're going to be Mekayim at least the Mitzvah of Shalach Manas to give it to someone before you're going to eat. Because you're not supposed to eat, as we find by other mitzvahs, before you do a mitzvah. However, yes, there's exceptions. You can make a shomer. None of you are going to forget to do your shalach manas. So I'm not so concerned with this halacha. However, if you really wanted to do it the right way, you can bring the shalach manas and give the shalach manas after you perform the mitzvahs hayayim, which would be the Megillah. And now you would be able to be Mekayim your Shalach Manas.
You could have one Shalach Manas, everyone can pass the ring.
Right, you could have one Shalach Manas, or everyone just has to be Mekayim, at least with that Shalach Manas.
The money's going to be by the poor person already?
No, but you don't have to worry. You took care of it. You took care of it. Now it's my job to distribute the money, but you already did it. You don't have to worry. The problem, why you're not allowed to eat? Because we're afraid you're going to forget about doing the Mitzvah Seyon.
So the rock candy.
Right. because of the Matana Slavyanim, right. Okay, I have plenty. Don't worry, the Avyanim are not going to let me
plenty
forget. Plenty of reminders. They're already texting me already. They said, Rabbi, this year, it's so on. I'm not going to forget. So let's try to go through the halachas here in a systematic way. You'll help me out here. I'll tell you what I feel about these halachas. Very vague, even in the Akhrain, what's the right way how to do it. You learn the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says what to do, but then everybody is going to ask on the Mishnah Berurah, why is he so vague himself? And really, as I'll show you why I feel it's very vague. But let's begin with the Gemara, because this Gemara will help us out with now and Erev Pesach. Zok the Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, Arve Erev Pesachim Samach LeMincha LeYechal Adam Ashecha Techa. Erev Pesach close to the Zman of Mincha, you should not eat until night, until the Seder. Let's discuss two words here. It will make it easier for us. What is Mincha and what is Samach LeMincha? So the Rashbam, let's look at number two. The Rashbam says Mincha Ketana, which is 9 hours plus another half of an hour, so it's 9.5 hours. I did write one of your sheets, has actually, I wrote it, I forgot to keep the one that was mine, but because I wrote down this man of Mincha Ketana this year. Mincha Ketana is 320, I think, right? 325 about. Anyway, it's about 325. So on an Erev Pesach this year, they're changing the clock, so it's going to be 425. So let's just, it's going to be later than that, but assuming that time. Kaidim, says the Rashba, Mincha, when it says Mincha means Mincha Ketana, Kaidim LeMincha is a half hour before that, which is 9 hours. After 9 full hours, which is the Tchila Shah Asiris. So let's keep that in mind. We'll look further in the Rashbam. The Samach, whenever it says Samach, it's a half hour before, so it's after 9 complete hours. So it'll be a half hour before Mincha Ketana. And therefore the Mishnah says, on Erev Pesach, do not eat. Says the Gemara, let's learn number three. Why Erev Pesach? Erev Shabbos, also you're not allowed to eat after a certain time. This Sanya we learned in Reis Le'achal Adam Erev Shabbos Yom Tov Min HaMincha L'malo. From Mincha on, let's again remember, Mincha is 9.5 hours, Mincha Ketana. That means Friday after 3:20, if you want to eat, you're not allowed to eat. Kidei why, says the Gemara, she comes with Shabbat Shutav, you have to come in with an appetite. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi Yomer, Rabbi Yaisi holds, Aichav Alechat Shetachshich. An Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat until nightfall. Therefore, that's what the Gemara says. Amar Avuna, that's the Torah of the Gemara. Leitzich, even Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi holds on a regular Erev Shabbos, Aichav Alechat Shetachshich, you're allowed to eat until nightfall. Hani Milibar Shabbos is V'yam Tovim. Al Erev Pesach, because of the Chiyuv of Matzah, you have to have, which is a Dairaisa, Maidi, even Rabbi Yaisi will agree that you're not allowed to eat after Mincha Ketana. So, and if we would stop with this Gemara, it seems that you could eat no problem this year. What's the problem? And the Psak Halach is like Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi holds on a regular Erev Shabbos, you could eat until night. We're not concerned with this Taiva, Kishtei Sheinach Kishtei. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi is not afraid of that. And that's really what the Halacha should be, as you'll see. That is Mei Ikar Hadin. There's no problem with eating a whole day. However, And just to clarify the Erev Pesach, I just did want the Olam to be prepared for what's going to be on Erev Pesach, but Reb Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos says exactly what we said. On Erev Pesach, when Erev Achrena Shalayim, so you're talking about from Minchik Tan and all, and on, also Lechol Gam Sudah Shiri. You're not allowed to eat any meal, afilu, even if you don't eat chametz, you don't eat matzah, you could have a little fruit and vegetables, Aymad Basar V'dagim, a little meat and fish, but don't fill up. That will help us out for Shalosh Shudah this coming year. As we see here, on Erev Pesach, you are allowed, you could even have fish. For your Shalosh Shudah, you would be allowed to do it, even after Mincha Ketana. Up to Mincha Ketana, we don't have a problem. And if that's true, as we will see then, on Erev Pesach this year, you should be able to have Shalosh Shudah up to that point. The problem is, you can't wash. That's a separate problem. How are you going to eat? There's no bread. So how are you going to be Mekayim in the midst of Shalosh Shudah? And using the Matzah Shira, it's not going to really work. But leaving that, that's why I said we have another issue. But halachically, if you would be able to eat bread, if you would be able to go ahead and have matzah on Erev Pesach this year, you could eat up until that Zman of Mincha Ketana. And on a regular Shabbos, it seems you'd be able to eat a whole day. However, there's another Gemara which needs to be answered, which is the Gemara Masechtas Gittin. Zok the Gemara number 4, Damar Chiyah Bar Abar Miyachana, Shem Mishpach and Sayyid Yerushalayim, there are two families in Yerushalayim, Achas Kavua Sudasa B'Shabbos, one made a Suda on Shabbos, V'Achas Kavua Sudasa B'Erev Shabbos, Ushtei and Nekru, and both of them were uprooted. Let's not focus on the one that was Kaveya Suda on Shabbos, let's focus on the one that was Kaveya Suda Erev Shabbos, because they made a meal on Erev Shabbos, the whole family was destroyed. Why? You're allowed to eat on Erev. Didn't we just learn the Gemara Masechta Pesachim that you're allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos? Why was this family punished for having a meal on Erev Shabbos? So the answer is, and the Beis Yosef explains these two Gemaras, one is having a meal, and one is just nashing, or eating snacks. So the halacha then of Rabbi Yaisi, Eichel V'Hoylech Atche Techshach, would seem on that an Erev Shabbos, We have to get balanced, the Erev Shabbos and the Erev Pesach, what the Gemara means. So to do that, we have to read the Beis Yosef, because on Erev Pesach we said, you're allowed to have snacks. So that means Erev Shabbos, for sure you could do it. So what does the Gemara mean then? This Gemara here being Kaveh Asuda. So let's learn the Beis Yosef together, and then we'll come up with a maskanir. So number five says the Beis Yosef like this. Again, this is not the Mechaber. This is what he wrote in the Beis Yosef. Ain kaiven su the Erev Shabbos. Afal gav. Why not? We learned the Gemara. He asked our kasha. He asked my kasha. Afal gav the kaiven on the Erev Shabbos motelach alar alayla. Because we all like Rabbi Yosi. Let's go to the bold area. He goes through the different Rishayim. Mifarish Rabbeinu. The tour explained. Dani mile achila ba'alma. That's true. You're allowed to eat a whole day. Abul kviya suda to have a meal. She'ena ragel babi ma'isachol that you don't normally have during the weekday. So it's an additional type of a meal. Aser kol hayom that you're not allowed to do, and that's the Gemara in Gittin. So let's repeat again. The Gemara in when it talks about Rabbi Yosi and we pass on Rabbi Yosi, that's to have a meal. Possibly even a lunch, which you normally have, Rabbi Yosi, you can have it a whole day. Because it's a normal meal. What is the Gemara telling you that is they uprooted this family? That was for people that normally don't eat lunch. They normally don't have lunch. And now on a Friday, we're going to see, it's very, very good. If you go to a hotel on a Friday, we'll see Mr. Carell learns this. But if you normally are not, you don't have lunch Friday. Now you want to have a lunch. That you're not allowed to do on a Friday. And that's the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi is talking about, well, you're not having a meal. Or you normally have lunch. You normally have lunch, so therefore you're allowed to do it on a regular Erev Shabbos because you normally have lunch anyway. The Gemara that says that you're not allowed to is talking about because you normally don't have lunch on a Friday. So now let's go to Hilchas Purim. What is the Eilam going to say? What are you going to say over here? So it should depend if you normally have lunch on a Friday. If you normally have lunch on a Friday, so I can have a Sudas Purim. If you normally don't have lunch, then you have a problem over here. You have to follow the rules of when you're allowed to eat and when you're not allowed to eat. But I think everyone would agree over here, just knowing what we learned here, what's the problem? Why can't I just eat till 3 o'clock? The Gemara never said, the only problem begins after 3:25. But before that, what's the problem? Because let's review here. We hold like Rabbi Yosi, and the Gemara, even Rabbi Huda, the Bahak says, they're not arguing about if you want to eat at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They're talking about, as the Gemara says, Samach LeMincha. Samach, or Mincha itself. That's 9.5 hours. That's 3:25. So why up till 3:25 we should not have a problem? And that's the way, if I was going to write, now that I learned through the sugya, that's exactly what I would have said. No big deal this year. Shabbos, Lech mentions 5:30. Again, rounding it off, so I could have my meal up till 3:30. What's the problem? Comes along the Ramah in number 6, and the Ramah says like this: in Hilchas Purim, Shchal Purim b'yom Hashishi yaseh suda b'shachris. No, you have to eat your meal in the morning because of Kavod Shabbos. Misha writes, "Lasses tami b'shachris." If you always want to do it early, you have a right. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Haynu kaidem chatzais." You have to eat your meal before chatzais. L'chatchila. And he doesn't tell you any other, that's why he's very vague. Does he mean you have to finish your meal by chatzais? Does he mean that, no, just start your meal before chatzais? And what's the b'di'evet then? What is the b'di'evet? The b'di'evet is you can do it a whole day. Up till mincha ketana, very vague. He doesn't tell you what's, and you would expect. Out of all the halachas that we need to know this year, this is the number one halacha. What should we do? And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you what to do, really. Then he says, I am Yad Ephraim. Look at the Yad Ephraim, what he brings down from the Maril. So, what do? I went to the Maril. What does the Maril say? The Maril says exactly the way we learned. Not this Chatzai's business. Look at number 8. Someone asked the Maril, what do you do on Friday, when Purim falls out on Friday? Says the Maril, Sudas Purim B'yoyim, Vav, on Friday. Maschilim Beheter. When are you allowed to do a Beheter? L'chatchilo? Kaidim Samuch L'mincha. Before Samuch L'mincha. Remember that word. Samuch is a half hour. So, after 9 hours, that means about after 3 o'clock. He doesn't say to mincha ketana because he uses the word samuch de kaim alon because that's man ledivri akol shari. Everyone will hold its mutter. I the bahag paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Be'er of Shabbos haskel samuch lemencha. Yeah, but before 9 hours, no machlekes. As I mentioned before, everyone will agree that before samuch lemencha, which is a half hour before mincha ketana, so this year about before 3 o'clock, everyone would agree you could start a meal. So what's going on here? The Mishnah Berurah says. And then he says, I ain't out of Friday Maril. He doesn't tell you what the Maril says. I went to look at the Maril, and I show you what the Maril says. The Maril says that the Lechatchila, you're allowed to begin before 3 o'clock or a half hour. For those that want to know the definition of a half hour before Mincha Ketana, it translates to be 3 o'clock this year. Mincha Ketana, again, is about 3:25, and a half hour before that would be 3 o'clock. So what is the Halacha then? If we're going to, we have to follow the Ramah. And the Ramah tells you, make the Suda b'shachris. Shachris means before Chatzos. So we now, because it's so unclear over here, we now have to switch gears here and go to Hilchos Shabbos. Because there, maybe we can bring a raya from Shabbos, what to do. We're on a regular Erev Shabbos. We have a Pidyon HaBen, you have a Bris Milah. Let's begin to see other halachas that are similar to Purim. What do they tell you to do over there? You have a Pidyon HaBen on Friday. Could you make it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Or not? If you have a Bris Milah, could you do it 2 o'clock in the afternoon or not? The halachas over there will help us understand halachas this year. But the Olam should see, and this is why it was a lot, it was first of all interesting that the Mishnah Berurah is unclear here. You'll see that in Hilchos Shabbos he says, from here we could learn to there, but he doesn't review it in Hilchos Purim. So if someone's just going to stick to Hilchos Purim, he really has no idea what to do. Somehow we have to go back, so you'll see how fascinating how the two sugyas merge together to give us a better picture on what's the right thing to do. And then the Olam will tell me what you think. Again, this is a lot of work to try to figure out what's the best way how to do it. Because everyone in the Svarim say, okay, the Mishnah Berurah says before Chatzos. Okay, so before Chatzos. But if you analyze the halach and try to really figure it out, what's going on over here? So again, it took a long time for me. It's also not a shaila that we deal with all the time. I don't remember the last time we had a Purim Erev Shabbos. 7 years ago, and I definitely did not go through the sugya at that time. It's good. So
2008.
So you're talking about 13 years ago. It's a long time, and it's therefore not that many spoke about it over the last 13 years. So the let's go now to number 9. Dr. Mechaber, very important. Regular Friday. Now we know the Beis Yosef. Let's see how the Mechaber passes on Hilchos Shabbos. Also, look, if you're not allowed to have a meal on Erev Shabbos, Shein Arugel. If you normally don't have this meal, you're not allowed to have it on Erev Shabbos. Mashmi, even a whole day. It doesn't say a word about Chatzos, not Chatzos. So again, you're not to have a meal that you normally don't have on Friday, you're not allowed to have this meal. Now, what does the meal consist of? We also don't know. He doesn't tell us. He just says, Asa l'kvay, Erev Shabbos, Suda Mishta. Afilu Sudas Erisin, Kavod Shabbos. What does Kavod Shabbos mean? Literally, that means, he says, Sheikhanis l'Shabbos k'shutav, you have to have an appetite. Being that you normally go through your day without eating, if you can have an extra meal, you can have no appetite because you're used to not eating. V'chol ayoin clearly says that the whole day is included. So if on a regular Friday, you just don't eat anything, you have a yogurt for breakfast, and now comes a Friday and you want to wash, let's just say you want to wash, even having a pizza, let's just say, because if you're going to hold that, you have to wash on pizza. So, but you never eat pizza Friday. One Friday you decide that you want to have pizza, you're not allowed to eat pizza. That's what the Mechaber says. Usuda, then what about Usuda, which is a mitzvah? Shazmana, Yerushal, Prismila, Pidyon HaBen. Then it's mutter. Kainerali, that seems to me, he's saying it on his own, Ramah. And that's the minute. Definitely you're allowed to. When could you have it? A whole day. Doesn't tell you that. He doesn't say when. He doesn't give you his man. Well, now look what he says. What about where it's not a kviya suda? You want to sit down and have other foods. You want kugel. So you want to eat without a kviya suda. Let's go to the top. Says the Mechaber, afilu suda sharago by b'chol hayoy. Question is, what does this afilu mean? So so the Mishnah Berurah, well, let's go straight to Mishnah, because the words don't make much sense over here, how to read the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu kimay ve'afilu ratzalayimah. This is what the Mishnah Mechaber holds. And the Ramah, Deloini boy, beloit via suda klal. If you don't have a suda, zevada kalayim. You're allowed to eat all day. Vafilu mitzvi limana gamkein leka. Without a suda, you want fruit, you want some kugel, no problem. Vafilu bikviya suda, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even if you are going to be kviya suda, kimin shayna says suda rechava, you're not making an extra huge meal. You're eating the same amount that you'd eat during the weekday. Mutter kalayim min hadin. Min hadin on a regular Friday, you're allowed, avol mitzvah, let's go back to the top line. Avol mitzvah, you should not have a meal that you normally have during the weekday. Mitesha islamala. That's the Gemara, very good. L'chatchila, stop on a regular Friday. Don't have pizza after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Even though you normally have lunch. But you see, the Mechaber is saying, mitzvah not to have kviya suda, even shenag babachol, even if you have it during the weekday. So just to make sure everybody understands, if you normally don't eat Friday lunch meaning you're washing or eating something which is more of a kviya suda, let's say pizza, which is a kviya suda. So if you normally don't, then on a regular Friday, you're not allowed to do it. You can't have, now all of a sudden, one Friday, decide you want to do it, you're not allowed to do it. If you always do it, no problem. But when should you not eat it? After Mincha Ketana. So if you come home from work and you want a pizza after 3:20, or at least Samuch, Mitesh Shai Salamali, he's learning Samuch, then you should not have a pizza. But min adin, if you're really, really hungry, then you're allowed to have. So again, min adin, you could eat a whole day. Clearly, you could eat a whole day. Is there another reason why we should not be eating Erev Shabbos? And Mishnah Berurah number 11 says, you're going to be busy with the extra meal. You're not going to have a pear for Shabbos. So that reason this year is very negay too. Because you're going to be so busy with Purim, you're going to forget to get your chalm ready for Shabbos. Now, if that is the reason, if you did prepare your chalm Thursday night, so this reason doesn't apply. There's nothing to be concerned about. The problem of appetite is still going to be negay. And therefore, that's what we have to find out. What is the final halacha? One more Mishnah Berurah over here. He says, what does Kviya Suda mean? So this is also very vague. Because look how he writes it. He says, don't be Kviya Suda means to eat bread, Kidei Sviya, or pizza, the way we're explaining. Kiragilusai b'chol, alba ma'at, to eat a little, ahashkit, ravoinoi, not to be famished. That's not a Kviya Suda. What food are you talking about? You're talking about anything? In other words, what happens if I want to have a huge meal, and I'm not going to wash? Would that be considered a meal that's usher on Friday or not? So I come Friday home, especially this year, I have meats and I have fish, and I'm going to fill up. Is that cool because I'm not washing? It turns into not a kviya suda. Is the definition of kviya suda bread? Or even without bread, it's going to be a kviya suda or not? Very, very unclear. Doesn't say. So we're going to have to get back to that. Mishnah Berurah goes through the different reasons why is one pushing off the other one, but just to make everything clear to the Olam, we're going to read over here number 13, and we'll see from Hilchos Shabbos what to do. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bris Milah Pidyon Haben, which is also a Sudas Mitzvah, Ein L'Tchayis Meishu the Shabbos. It wins out. Why I have a mitzvah in front of me right now? Purim is the same thing. When we come up, look how he learns here Purim. Come up and L'Chatchila Mitzvah. Do it in the morning. He learns that all. I don't know where he came up with this again. He says, "Eat before. Have your pidyon aben. Have your bris milah before chatzos. That's called shachris. As I explained in Hilchos Purim, l'din sudas ayin sham uvidiyaved, but vidiyaved yachal asay say afilu mimincha l'mal. You could do it a whole day. We just learned the shiloh. We just learned the halacha over here. You could do it a whole day. So if we were going to stop right over here, the olim should just know that l'chatchila chatzos, because he mentions it again. Or even Purim, what does Chatzais mean? We don't know yet. I'll ask everyone their opinion over there. What would you say? Do you have to finish before Chatzais? Or it's enough to just start before Chatzais? What would you say? So again, the L'chatchila we clearly see is Chatzais. For whatever reason, Chatzais. We don't even know why. You would say just to wash, right? Why? If the reason, let's go through the reasons over here. This is my question on all these afraim. Right, what are you getting? It's right, I don't understand that either. So he doesn't say anything. Where did he say it? He doesn't say anything. Yeah, but what's the problem? If the problem, we have two reasons now. We have reason number one. Lechatchila, we see here chatzais. B'di'evad, the Mishnah Berurah says you have a whole day, and we see that from Pidyon Haben and Bris Milah, because he had Pilchas Purim, we didn't really discuss that. So we see that over there you have a whole day. But what do you see even by Bris Milah and Pidyon Haben? We see in chatzais. But what's the next zman? The next zman is the maral, the maril. The maril is mincha katana. So if you were going to ask me, I would say to the olam like this. I would say, chatzais is one zman, that's Mishnah Berurah. Then he tells you really have till 9, till 3 o'clock. But even if you didn't do it till 3 o'clock, you still have a whole day. You can do it till you get to lighting candles. You can have your meal. If someone gets home at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, they could still have their meal. Min adin. Those would be the three zmanim that we're dealing with over here. But my question to all of you is, this chatzais zman, does that mean you have to finish by chatzos? So let's talk it out a minute here, because this is what I was trying to wrap my hands. Just the whole sugi here is complicated in this one question. If the point is that we should have an appetite, so what does it help to wash at 11? Chatzos is 12:08, so we're going to wash at 12 o'clock. And now what? We can go through. We could have the rest of the day. We're allowed to eat the rest of the day, but we're not going to have the appetite. What is it? What does it help the chatzos?
Think that a person's
going to
be mishayer in himself, that you come into Shabbos with an appetite.
But how's he
going to be? There's going to be a difference, but that's not going to be his mom. It's going to be a difference on people. This one person, if he eats anything on Friday, he won't be able to eat on and this another person, if he doesn't eat anything on Friday, he's going to come into Shabbos starving, which you're also not allowed to do. So we have that concept. You have to be mishayer.
Yeah, but how do so we don't normally find Allah is going to say, okay, for you, you're going to be mishayer. What are we concerned here? With making sure we're doing the lechatchila, we have to come into Shabbos with an appetite. So what are we supposed to do then? That for everybody, right? We can't say for you, you can do this.
Same thing for picking up and person.
It is the same, but what's that's my question. Like you have to finish or not.
If you finish by three, is the main thing. That's what it sounds like. But that appetite doesn't take care of the reason.
Well, Shabur doesn't say that. He says, Shabur doesn't say that. That's Bidiyahu. That's man. That's the next is man. We have three is man in there. We have Chatzayis Lechatchila. We have the Maril, which is not the Lechatchila, but for him it is Lechatchila. But the Mishabur doesn't say that because he says in two places not like that. And then we have the maker of man, the din. So two things here. But if you learn the Gemara, Masechta Tzachim, the whole Gemara of this don't start. Because they, and that's what the Sugi is mashma
here. Even sitting down having a Suda before Mincha, right? The Lord's Brachas about, Masechta's Brachas about starting a Suda. It's always about washing and starting. It was never
because
about
the presumption is that if you start,
reason, right?
People don't dread it for hours.
Yeah, but if you're going to start, so you're telling me that you can start at 12 o'clock, I wash, so I made Chatzos, and now I can go at 1 o'clock and keep my meal.
Yeah, because the halacha doesn't always play.
Yeah, but the halacha maybe wants you to finish it.
Only by tanya, but we don't find it. Where else in halacha can we find it? So that's a tanya that's weird. It's not a din of being hungry. It's a din of you can't eat.
By the haircut, by all those things.
You just find you can't stop.
Because that's not a, because I'm going to forget. So once you start, they don't make you stop. Once you start, you don't have to stop. But here, if the problem is appetite, so then I'm not, what, so because I washed 5 minutes before Chatzos,
and Shabbos ends. Is there a din? You're not allowed to eat past a certain zman on Shal Shabbos. Let's say your Shal Shabbos goes for hours.
Let's analyze the reason here. The reason over here is to have an appetite. Yeah. So why should, because I wash 5 minutes before Chatzos, I'm going to have an appetite? Either if I'm going to make meals, going to extend. I'm just saying, if you're going to analyze the reason here, it doesn't work.
I'm not arguing that. I don't know that we ever find the halacha.
Okay, so but the Mishnah Berurah didn't say, it doesn't say. Let's think about this. The Lashon of the Ramah is to have your meal in the morning. Why didn't the Ramah just say, no, as long as you should stop before Chatzos? He doesn't say that.
It
says Shachis.
Isn't enough Rami right when Rami says about being Chayar? Because now what is, you have to come to the Seder with an appetite. For every person, that does mean something different. There's no din that you can't eat more than a kazayis or whatever.
It's yeah, but it is. Halach is don't have a meal.
Don't have a meal.
Okay, so whatever the meal is.
For every person, that's a different.
No, but the Halach, we see, they define what a meal is. Don't wash, you could have fruits. You're right. Right now, that's why I want to learn the Aruch HaShulchan. He does say that everyone has to be Mishar. What's going to make... Before we get to that, we have to understand two things over here. If you never, ever have... this year doesn't make a difference to us because we have a mitzvah, so this permit. Let's take a regular Friday. What would the Oil of Mal say on a regular Friday? What's considered a normal lunch? And so normally you come home Friday afternoon, you have pizza. It's 1 o'clock, you have pizza every day. No problem. You can have pizza. We learned here, you can do on an Erev Shabbos, there's no problem. You always have lunch. I always have lunch. Now, what happens if I normally have lunch at 1 o'clock, and now I want to have lunch at two? What's the halacha then? That's one question. And also, is it the amount of food that we're talking about where it's going to be a large meal? What would the halacha then be, leaving out Erev Purim, just in a regular Friday? So Rav Nissen Karel, it says both of them are important to us to know. If you normally just have pizza for lunch, so that's, and now you want to have a bigger meal, so that's considered as if you normally don't have you don't have a meal for lunch. So where's the Negeya? And if you read the last one on this side, he says you go to a hotel, because Friday you go to hotels and they have all this food out for you. You normally don't eat all that food. But you're not washing. That was my whole shayla. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're not washing. But Rav Nissen Karel clearly says, I'll read it to you on the bottom, and we'll read it together. Hamis achrim bebatei havroi bebatei malon. So you go into a hotel. You normally don't eat that at home. Now it has a din of shemein erogel by osu echel. You can't eat that meal on Erev Shabbos. So according to Rav Nissen Karel, you could be in the hotel at 11 o'clock in the morning. And they have a whole spread. But I don't eat all this food on a regular. That now turns into suda shein erogel ba. So the Shana Ragaba, whole Friday, I'm not allowed to eat, which is very, very important. So Nagei, Allah Lamaisa. Well, you should start practicing a few weeks before, right? So now, although I was bothered, he doesn't say a word if you eat or you don't eat, but the way we're learning over here doesn't make the difference, the bread or the not. You normally don't eat such a big meal. You're going to come into Shabbos not being satisfied. A whole day it's also Chiddush. The island should be aware of that, because we do go to hotels, especially have a Simcha, Shabbos weekend, and there's a whole spread, and you're going to be eating all this food. You don't eat that on a normal Friday. That's considered a Chiddush. No, that's a whole day. That's a whole day. That's a whole day, because we don't normally eat that. If you normally eat lunch at 2 o'clock, the Nissen Kreutz on the other says, what about Zman? He says Zman doesn't make a difference. Because if you read the second cup, go up here. Doesn't make a difference. Very good. Doesn't make a difference. Because it's a whole day. If you look at the second column, the Geder, Suda, Shiragaba, Shemutim, and Adin, Umitzel, and Anam, and Tesha, is the Suda, Shiragaba, which we said you should stop after 3 o'clock. Who calls Shein by Reba, Miyuchad, Mishar Yamin, Venera, Shemutter, Afimene, Raga, Lecha, Suda, Zubishazu. Even you normally don't eat at that hour. But let's be clear, even if you normally have lunch, you have this big meal, and you come to a hotel, and usually you end up there an hour before Shabbos, Min Adin, you shouldn't be eating. Because Min Adin, we saw, what did the Avol Mitzvah, we saw on the top. Even if you normally eat this food, which is normally your Kaviyah Suda, even if you have all this food, but after, you see, you can have a piece of potato kugel, yes. You can have anything which is, so you're not starved going into Shabbos. But to fill up on that food, which now a kaviyah suda, although you're not washing, but the Aruch HaShulchan himself, and that's why look at the next one, the Aruch HaShulchan clearly tells you about Purim. Some of the Achranim don't understand why he says this, but let's read it together. The Aruch HaShulchan was just alluded to by Yehudah. Chol Yirei Shemayim. Let's talk about Yirei Shemayim, so we want to at least try to be Yirei Shemayim. Shebi Mois HaChayrif, in the winter, very short Fridays. Lo Yochel Shem Suda, don't eat anything Erev Shabbos. Rak. So he's telling you, he doesn't even go into if you normally have a meal or not. The Gambi Mea Kayat in the summer, make sure you eat in the morning. Ula Harayvid, here now we get to see where Chatzais comes in. That's what was very helpful to me. Because he says this Chatzais comes from Harayvid. Ula Harayvid also Latvaya Sudacha Chatzais. Klole Shel Gavar, Hachacham Eina Veroishai. A little bit like David saying, you should be smart yourself. Ula Shabbos, Galdam Liyai. Think about it. Am I going to be full? Am I going to have an appetite or not? So he's leaving it up to us. And then he writes in, let's talk about Purim. Number 17. Sudas mitzvah shizmanik vua b'erev Shabbos, k'may Purim sh'choli ez b'erev Shabbos. Then he goes into the other ones. Look, I put it in highlight and I bolded a few. Mikom yiru sheyaschilu. He clearly says all you have to do is start. Kaylem chatzais. U'lechol apachis. And then he gives you the second zman. The shasiris, which is 9 full hours, which again is 3 o'clock. Omnam, if you didn't, you have a whole day. They don't understand why he says yaschilu. Again, you're all right. You're according to Yudav, you're right. He says yaschilu, but they don't understand why. He told me over here that the chachamena b'roishai. So what's the yaschilu? In other words, we're leaving it up to you. Just start. Make sure you start. Because if you start, then is the pshat? Because once he starts, you have it in your mind that, you know, why am I starting early? Because I have to have an appetite for Shabbos. Maybe that's what he's saying. But I do want to show. I did find, although as the Ilum, I didn't look here at the beginning, obviously. I just wanted to see what the Piskei Tshuva is going to say about the starting and the ending. So he does bring down a number 18 on the bottom in one of his, in the Haaretz there. He brings the Shulchan Atar, says you have to end. He says you have to end. And then he says the Bach, which is again, there are the other Paiskim that say Shah Asiris. He brings the Aruch HaShulchan, Yaschilu. He asks my Kashas. I was very happy. I didn't really see anybody. He asked on the bottom my question. Amnam Zilbasa Taimah. Bein Latam, whatever the reason is, Sudesh Latayavain. Ubein Latam Shla Yitrad. Yesh Ligmar Suda. You should end it as early as you can. And then he brings the Bach. Okay, the Bach is a different reason altogether. But then he ends off and he says, Amnam. He asks the Kashas. The Aruch HaShulchan says, to be Maschil. But he doesn't understand. He says, Sarach Yim. So he does. I was Baruch Hashem happy to see he asked the question. But at the end of the day, I have an Aruch HaShulchan. And the Mishabura, I told you, is vague. It doesn't tell you. He says, the Ramah doesn't say a word either. So I started to look at what the other Achra, what did the Paiskim in Eretz Yisrael do? Did they finish? Did they not? So in the Stipler, in the Archis Rabbeinu, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down from his father, that he would start the meal, you can see the next print here, he started 11:30 and he benched by 12:30. I'm assuming 12:30 was before Chatzais in those in that Mishundav Suda Gedailo. It's a big meal. And then he would daven mincha, and then he would be mamshich besimcha. I'm not sure what that means, what his mamshich besimcha was. But you see that he would bench. What? Yeah, well, that's anyway you should be doing, right? I looked at what Rabbi Yashiv did. Rabbi Yashiv did not want to. He had another. There was something else I should have added in. You're not allowed to eat before mincha. You can't have a big meal before mincha. That's another halacha. So what happened to that halacha? So Rabbi Yashiv was cheshish for that halacha. He, therefore, if you're cheshish for that halacha, you can't follow the Mishnah Berurah or finish your meal by 12 o'clock. So she'etzer Rabbi Yashiv, they didn't eat Friday by Shachris. They waited to daven mincha. Elalacher mincha miyad, right after mincha, they would eat the meal. So to satisfy that you can't daven mincha before you eat. So they daven mincha. It was a kaidem asar. It was mincha gedayla, right? He davened mincha gedayla. No, he couldn't make chatzais. So I'm saying, couldn't do that. And then he says, if you mamish running late, he could be mekabel Shabbos after plag mincha. I don't want to go into the whole thing because I don't want him to do this. Mekadosh mapa, it's complicated. Rav Shlomo Zalman says not to do this. So if you look at the next thing, Beheshev Rabbeinu Lishayel, number 81 in Halicha Shlomo, he says she'ein lekabel Shabbos, don't make early Shabbos. And don't eat Suda, because they wanted to know, could you make early Shabbos and do the Suda Shabbos together with Sudas Purim? Do both together. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, V'lo Rinu Na'igin Kein. I never saw anybody do that. V'gama Reizeh. Then it gets into what we'll talk about next week. Which next week is unique Purim Mishulash in Eretz Yisrael. So we'll see what's Negea to us. But he says that the Yishalmi says you should not have Sudas Purim on Shabbos. So to make early Shabbos, and because it's in Eitz, so maybe make early Shabbos and just have one meal. I could have one meal for both. Have the meal Purim
by plag.
I'm going to make, being that we see you're allowed to eat the whole night till later on. So make plag. It's still technically Purim. So have your Sudas Purim. That's the solution. And it's not a tie to the Sasri.
You could do it. That would be the best solution.
That would be the best solution, right. But Rabbi Yashiv did say, if you read the one before that, he said like that, you could make early Shabbos, make Kiddush, eat Sudas Shabbos with, he says, in Taisvis Sudas Purim, you have to add something for Purim. Because if not, how are you going to know this is a Sudas Purim? So you'll have extra food, but unless someone is really stuck, they should not be doing that. So what's the final halacha then? Final halacha l'maisa is like this. Now that we've seen, we've connected the two sugyas over here, on a regular, just to review the halachas, on a regular Friday, if you normally don't eat a meal, so you can't eat on any Friday. This year, being that it's Purim, you can have a meal. It's a Sudas Mitzvah. You can have Pidyon Haben, Bris Milah, L'chatchila, Chatzais. What does Chatzais mean? According to some Achrayim, the Shulchan Atar means finished before Chatzais. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, and we normally follow the Aruch HaShulchan, he clearly says he should start Kaidim Chatzais. I'm just wondering, maybe because I thought L'chatchila to have most of it before Chatzais, and this way you're not going to be going into the Shabbos without you'll have an appetite. So maybe She'aschilu Kaidim Chatzais means just begin most of your meal before Chatzais, but you don't have to bench before Chatzais. You could still wash, have your main meal, and then if you want throughout the day to continue to eat, you can continue to eat. If it's too difficult, which it might be, the next man would be having your meal before 3 o'clock. Then it would appear also, based on the Gemara, you should have to finish at that time. You should be finished definitely by this man of 3 o'clock, based on the Gemaras and other Achrayim there too. But even if you didn't have that man, you have a whole day to eat your Sudas Purim, and you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Let's review the other halacha. If you're going to be on a regular Friday, you want to eat a meal. If it's going to be more than anything that you normally eat on a regular Friday, you're not allowed to have it on a Friday. Even before Chatzais, that doesn't make a difference. Before Chatzais is Negev, the only time Chatzais is Negev is to Purim, Pidyon Haben, Bris Milah. Those are the three times that it's Negev too. But on a regular Friday, if you're normally going to have lunch, if you normally have lunch 1 o'clock, you could have it 2 o'clock, you could even have it 3 o'clock. After this man, we see you should never be having anything later on in the day anyway. On a regular Friday, therefore, if you're going to be, you have to be careful of when to kugel, you could have something small, but anything which is going to be consisting of more, and you're going to fill up, chacham be'ein av roishoy, you should be smart. A couple other things that I'm going to get to this Friday. I almost probably never thought about this, but are you allowed to take a haircut this Friday? And are you allowed to shave on Friday? Because you're not allowed to really do malacha on Friday, on Purim. Purim is also a malacha. It's ein arayah simen bracha. You can go to work, but it's ein arayah simen bracha. So those that have to go to work. There's nothing you can do about it. But in halacha, you're not allowed to. But what about Erev Shabbos? Can you shave or make sure to shave before? And can you take a haircut? Very interesting. The Paiskim, I wrote it from the Arlet Zion, he seems to say that you can take a haircut from a guy. You yourself should not do it. It's asa b'malacha. But he writes on the bottom, same thing. Mutter l'staper l'sgalch b'yayim ha-purim, tshuva ein l'staper. You're never allowed to take a haircut on Purim. If it's chal Purim, Erev Shabbos, mutter l'staper l'mekavit al yidei atzmoy, al yidei nachri, you could do it but not to another yid. You can't go take a haircut. In other words, if you want to give yourself a haircut, you could do it. Why not? What's the svara for that? Teretz is very poshut. He explains on the bottom. It's also malacha. I'm not allowed to do malacha. I can do malacha for you. I can do malacha for myself. So if I want to give myself a haircut, I can give myself a haircut. Because I'm allowed to, because it's Kavod Shabbos for me. For you to give me a haircut, it's not Kavod Shabbos for you. So to go to the barber on Friday, you're not allowed to do it. Others say that you yourself shouldn't do it either. If you can do it through a guy, then get a haircut through a guy. Shaving, according to this, you see you're allowed to do because you're doing it yourself anyway. So you're allowed to shave on Friday. But on a normal Purim, you're not allowed to. On a normal Purim, it's also to do malacha. So you're not allowed to do malacha unless, of course, it gets into Davarov. It would be the same malacha that you find in the Chalmoy. That would be the halachas on Purim. But any other malacha, you're not allowed to do. This year, you're allowed to, again, preferably, if you need to take a haircut, you could do it through a guy. But if not, you could do it yourself. Others say you yourself should not do it, and you should always do it through a guy. Very negeya, if meal is going to extend this year into Shabbos, so in other words, you already ate most of your meal, but you didn't bench, and then come Shabbos, and you come to shul, and you want to continue your meal, there are many, many halachas about, do you say alanisim, do you say ritzei? It's not much different than a regular Shabbos that leads in Eretz Yisrael. As we go through the halachas next week, they have it so unique there. Man, if we were in Eretz Yisrael, there's 3 days of trying to figure out what's the right halacha according to the Chazon Ish, and which days do you give Shalach Manis on? We'll touch upon it next week, because which day is Purim? Shabbos for them is the day of Purim, but they're not reading the Megillah on Shabbos, they're reading the Megillah the same day we're reading the Megillah. They're reading it Friday. Sudas Purim by them is Sunday. And Shalach Manis, we'll see next week, is a machlekes, Chazon Ish and the others, what to do with Shalach Manis. So when do they do it? One thing which is really, really nageya to us here. And if you did go if you didn't bench on Friday and you did go into Shabbos, would you say Al Hanisin in the benching, or would you say Ritzei? So the Mishnah Berurah does mention nageya, so we'll just read it and we'll end with this. And Shabura says like this, number 20 on the last side of the sheet. So you see that he does touch upon having a very long meal. What do you mention? Mention Ritzei. Because he says, how could you say Al Anisim? It's a tired to disaster. Kivin, Dein Askar Sanisim, Chomor, it's not so Chomor. The Kozei, even if you didn't have a Meir of yet.
Why don't we say
Al Anisim or
Shusha
Purim? Yeah, because it's not Purim. Now, Al Anisim, they're on Masakin on the Purim itself, so we wouldn't say it. The truth is, you could say it, and they do say that you could say it in the Arachamon. So therefore, if you're going to do that Eitz of Pyrus Mapa, all right, so now the Olam knows basically what's the Lechatchila. That's what I'm going to miss probably do. I'm going to start my meal. I'll try to have most of it before, but I'm not going to end up benching, miss probably following with the Arach HaShulchan what he told us to do. But to get most of the meal done, try to get it before that's mine.
Watch 11:30.
Around 11:30, yeah.